That was Hula Hoop Wound by At the Drive-In. And this is Jack's Big Gay Music Show, because Jack is now a gay man.
I thought he was trans.
It's sort of in the same vein, right?
There's a spectrum for
There's
everything.
There's a spectrum. I am.
You should know that.
I am ignorant.
You're pro at spectrums.
I am a very big pro at the spectrums. And I just realized that's a Nick Jr. reference.
Yeah.
How many people do you think we scare off by talking about music just on a daily basis?
That we scare off, like, obviously, you mean just when I talk to people in public?
Yeah, basically.
I'd say everyone.
Everyone.
I've never...
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true. I've had one coworker right now where we've actually like swapped music with each other, which is very, very rare.
Yeah. Because
everyone either doesn't like music enough or cares enough about music enough,
yeah.
Or they tell me I listen to cavemen growling in the bottom of a well.
I got into an argument about why I didn't like
at work.
No. With, like, a friend, I got into, like, an argument why I didn't like new Eminem. And after a while, I was just like, yeah, you just have a problem with him, definitely. It's like, no, I don't. I do, but it's because his music's bad.
How long ago was this?
A few years ago.
I was going to say, there's no one now you talk to.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it can't be a person you still talk to. That'd be weird.
No, I still talk to them.
Oh. That's weird.
How is it weird that he likes Eminem?
You know, you and a person who likes modern Eminem hanging out.
Well, I mean, he's really old. Like, he's in his 40s, so I don't.
Oh,
really
he's an
judge.
Old head.
Yeah, he's an old head. So, like, you can't really. Like, old heads are kind of a disease, if you catch my drift.
Can you explain to the audience what an old head is?
An old head is a person that likes music of an older time, an older generation, and likes it when the music is done in that sort of way.
Just in case anyone was wondering, because, like...
This is a very white audience. I'm not...
Yeah, very...
And it's not even an offense. It's you guys are white, and
we
do not appeal to any of you.
Yeah, I never have, never will. Yeah. That's also a lie. Anyway, I'm just surprised that you have an old head as a friend and you talk about Eminem, I think, at all.
We talked about it once and we never brought it up again.
Oh. But yeah, with the whole, like, argument thing.
Yeah.
I once again only had, like, one coworker in the span of how many years I've actually worked at a job. Almost 10 years. I haven't worked very long at anything. That I've actually talked to almost on a daily basis about what music I'm listening to or have heard.
Yeah.
It's actually weird. Because it, like, never happens.
No, I never really got into that. The only time I think I ever talked to somebody about music is when I said I went to, like, a KRS-One show. Right? That was basically it.
And what was their reaction?
They thought it was cool.
They thought it was cool that you went, or cool that, you know...
Cool that what?
Just cool. Or just cool.
Just cool? Speaking
like,
of just
cool.
Just cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of just cool, we have Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time coming up next. Here on Jack's Gay Music Show.
Jack's Big Music Show.
Gay.
Girl, I'm about to show ya.
That was Waiting for Your Crisis by Kate Fagan. And before that, we had, how do you pronounce this? Wang Dang Sweet Poo-Tang by Ted Nugent. Only the best for the Big Gay Jack music show that I keep changing the name and pronunciation of.
Jack's Gay Big Music Show is the quintessential hub for every type of genre humanly possible.
We even do the our ones best. That suck.
Yeah, even the ones that suck.
And a lot of them do suck.
Like?
Like you know, disco and shit.
Well, I mean, disco is like pretty good, especially Italo dicks. Wow, Italo dicks, yeah.
Italian dicks.
I'm so tired, man. Italo disco is good. A lot of people like that nowadays, actually.
They like for some that reason. Because they like music that sucks. But you have some music that doesn't suck, right?
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I was stumbling and bumbling around the grunge scene because grunge is honestly a bad genre. Like, in terms of there's this false identity when it comes to, like, oh, you can't like post-grunge for some reason. Like, people think Puddle of Mud and Creed are bad or something, but no, grunge itself, like, it wasn't even a real genre. It was just a bunch of, like, mopey guys. That's really all it was. Because, like, you had these bands that didn't even really fit what grunge was supposed to be, like, early on. Mm-hmm. The one that I'm confused about is the band that is known as Mother Love Bone. Mother Love Bone was a project that would go on to birth the band known as Pearl Jam. You probably never heard of Pearl Jam before.
No, they suck.
Yeah, but Mother Love Bone was it was the project, the brainchild of a guy known as Andrew Wood. And a band before he did that, though, is called Malfunction, which is a lot better. I'm not saying Mother Love Bone's a shitty band or anything. Are we allowed to say shitty on the radio? I don't know.
I don't think we're on the radio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mother Love Bone, they're like, they're more like Guns N' Roses than they are like Nirvana. Like, not that that's a bad thing. I just, like, when I think of grunge, I don't think of this band. But with the former band that is known as like Malfunction, I think Malfunction is a much better band from a production standpoint. They have a lot more going on in the background than the squeaky clean production on Mother Love Bone's debut.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not that it's a bad thing to sound like GNR or like late career Steven Tyler, but I think that I think what they had with that first band was a lot harder, a lot heavier, just a lot more raw. And it combines glam metal with I guess you could just call it hard rock, really. Mm-hmm. And that's the weird thing about grunge is like their whole thing, at least Nirvana's thing. So, like, if it's Nirvana's thing, it has to be everyone's thing. They hate glam and they hate, you know, all the stuff that came out before them in a way, even though Kurt was a big fan of Kiss.
Yeah.
Or he pretended to be a big fan of Kiss. I don't know.
He pretended because his favorite band, Melvins, like Kiss. That's
yeah, anything that the Melvins liked, he had to like. And again, not like that's a bad thing. The Melvins have good taste in music, but it's clear as day that Kurt was kind of like a poser. Like he didn't really like be comfortable in his own skin when it came to literally anything, but like music especially. You look at his top 50 albums; it's like all stuff that probably Buzz recommended to him.
Oh, definitely.
Like it's just nothing genuine about the guy. But with Andrew Wood, it's like, and just any other band for that matter, like, I feel like the front men for all those bands, like, they were comfortable just saying, like, yeah, I like glam rock, I like, you know, like Twisted Sister, or I like Kiss, or I like Poison, or I like freaking Extreme. Like, I'm
Yeah,
sure some of them
Extreme.
liked Extreme. Like,
Extreme
if they
was
didn't like
dope.
Extreme, yeah, Extreme was better than
Extreme was
Nirvana.
badass, and the fact that Kurt made fun of Extreme, it's like, who the heck are you to talk about, anything good?
Dude, you name your band Turdvana. Like, there's nothing
Yeah.
about your band that's peaceful or anything. He's just this, like, nihilistic douchebag. So bitter and angry with the world for no reason.
Yeah. So, I think the best way, of course, is, we talked about how great this band, but I think it's best that we show them. So I'm going to play a song that you actually sent me. It's called Shotgun Wedding by
Yeah,
Malfunction.
great song.
Yes.
Okay, tape's rolling, dudes.
Give me that bass line. Yeah, that's the one. Goddess of love fire, Andrew.
Driving force of our times, yeah. So to read in the hearts of dissection, when you can find out I will resurrect you. She runs through fields of daisies. Yeah, it's just a shame that they keep their babies. Who cares? Cause the air is free. Scream! scream of the butterfly. I like the scream of the butterfly.
Bye.
Truck on Fire by White Zombie. I bet you're bet you're all blasting that one in your Dracula right now. That's how you see
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really like hearkening back to like my roots.
Your roots.
You know, with being like white trash.
Yeah. So, I was going to make that joke for you, but you made it. You made it.
Yep. Congratulations. I am a joke.
You are the joke. But everybody else is the bigger joke because, you know, that stuff was cool, all right? Gimmick, like, edgy bands doing gimmicks was the coolest shit ever, all right? I'm just going to say that out loud.
I mean, we don't have anything now. We don't even have bands.
No, we don't have bands. We do. And when they do, bands, but... when they do try to do a gimmick, they go way too overboard and it's just stupid, like Ghost. Like, there's like lore about that stuff. Who gives a shit?
I love opera. I love cheesy 80s horror. I love neon lights and evil popes with metal masks. Yeah. That's definitely not homoerotic.
That's definitely, it's too homoerotic for this show, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But, like, Slipknot, even as a band I don't really go to, at least that stuff was cool, alright? At least that stuff was meant to just be fun.
The first album, well, the first, because a lot of people forget that the first Slipknot album doesn't even have Corey Taylor on it.
Yeah.
But the first two Slipknot albums, anything after the 98 release, I think is really, really corny. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a song called People's I'll Equal Shit,
yeah.
I don't know if you're awesome or if you're just a major cornball dork.
It, all I'm saying is Fred Durst wasn't wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, Fred Durst doesn't have a song called People's Equal Shit, so you tell me who's the better artist.
Yeah. But you want to know who had the best gimmicks out of all of them, who had the best ideas in just every single way, and they aren't even a rock band.
You're talking about Tiny Tim?
No, I am not talking about Tiny Tim. I am talking about a group of guys who definitely don't have a Tiny Jim, and that is the Insane Clown Posse.
Yes.
Here is Insane Clown Posse with their song Stomp. Off Carnival of Love.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Apparently, like, we weren't supposed to stop this quickly. We had at least, like, two or three other songs we were going to play. But apparently, Hexa has told me repeatedly over the course of that song playing that I need to apologize, right?
All the juggalos out there.
All the juggalos out there.
For that butchering of that title of that EP you mistakenly called Carnival of Love. It's actually Tunnel of Love.
I made a huge mistake, and yeah, I promise to never get the title of Tunnel of Carnage wrong ever again.
I'm going to kill you after this show.
Yeah.
With my ICP branded hatchet.
Yeah, if you can stay awake long enough.
I'm already halfway there.
You're already halfway there?
Asleep.
Asleep, definitely. Well, maybe this will wake you up. It is Good Times by New Kingdom.
She's down.
was Loco by Cold Chamber. That's how you spell it. Cold, or is it coal?
Coal.
Coal, yes. That's
like burning coal.
That's what you do all the time.
I don't burn coal. No, I don't.
Never. You are definitely someone who works on a train and you burn coal.
But you have autism, so you're the one who works on the train.
I don't work on that band. That band sucks, and we are not going to play them on
this one. Hey, you leave Drops Jupiter out of this. I don't want to hear anything about Train.
I won't insult Train or that good old home cooking that they love so much.
Yeah, hey, Soul Sister.
Hey, Soul Ooh-hoo. Sister. How about you tell me how much you love All Night Long?
Yeah, that CD, I will admit, that needs to be on a shooting range.
By the way, Canada, I've been reading that comic book that you guys are, I guess, kind of famous for, Cerberus. I've been reading the upper society storyline, or high society, whatever you call it. And, you know, when it comes to bringing over media to America, you guys know how to treat a person right. And I hope you're treating our friend Jack Klassen right now, because he is needing to be treated right, because he is gay and he is also trans.
And he's the one who has helped us make this great show. Jack's Big Gay Music Show.
Big gay music show. We added another gay.
Extra gay in there.
Because of how gay the show has been so far. And of course, he's not on it, so what does that say about us?
Means we're pretty straight.
Pretty straight like an arrow, my friend. Straight like an arrow.
Straight like a turnpike. I don't know.
Yeah. Next week, we are planning to try to get our friend Honky Beaner on the show, because he is a pretty good R&B aficionado, and I think he could turn us on to a gem or two.
Well, it's either that or we get Billy the Kid. I don't know.
If Billy the Kid on the show. Billy the Kid also works. Maybe we can do both.
Who knows?
I definitely want Honky Beaner on, because he can settle a little bit of an argument for us.
On?
That is a teaser for next week, my friend.
Oh-hoo.
So anyways,
you really are gay.
I am very, very gay. And this is Jack's Big gay music show for gay people who are gay and like to suck cock and are gay. So anyways, to end this show, I would like to play a personal favorite of mine. I am definitely autistic, because we are playing The Railroad by Grand Funk Railroad.
I thought you were going to play some Gary Numan. That's disappointing.
What's wrong with Grand Funk Railroad?
I just thought, because you're being autistic, you'd play some Gary Numan.
It's a train callback. You need to go to bed.
Yep.
Everybody go to bed now. Peace out.